be hard-pressed to name a more romantic building than the Taj Mahal. But while it's famous as a demonstration of a king's love for his wife, it also highlights our fascination with the outlandish whims of the rich. It could equally be viewed as the work of a selfish man carried away by his absolute power and careless of the damage he might cause to his own country. The Mughals traced their roots back to Genghis Khan and ruled over India for over 300 years, until the British snatched control in the 1800s. Their reign was marked by its tolerance of the diverse religions in the country and the creation of an orderly system of government. When Shah Jahan took over from his father Akbar in 1628, he presided over what's seen as a golden period, with a flowering of the arts and increased trade with the world. But Shah Jahan's grief for his lost companion became almost destructive, as his desire to create the most beautiful monument in the world turned into an obsession. The Taj Mahal was completed in 1643 as the tomb for Shah Jahan's favourite wife, Mumtaz Mahal, who had died giving birth to their 14th child. An astonishing feat of engineering, it had taken 20,000 workers over 12 years to complete. The marshy river edge meant that a sophisticated system of rock-filled wells and arches was submerged below the water table, which provided a stable foundation for the mausoleum. The building itself brought together the best design elements of other Mughal tombs in Delhi and Agra, the minarets from one, the giant portals from another, and that great self-supporting dome from one in Samarkand. The minarets lean outwards so that they would fall away from the dome in the event of an earthquake, but this also gives them the appearance of standing perfectly upright, a clever trick of perspective that also makes the central part appear taller. The walls, both inside and out, are covered with a luminous white marble dragged 400 kilometres from a quarry in Rajasthan, which was carved with verses from the Quran and inset with precious stones in the shapes of flowers and leaves. A representation of Mumtaz's tomb stands in the central chamber of the building, although her actual tomb occupies a simpler space far below. The building cost close to $1 billion in today's money, diverting resources from elsewhere and leading to famine as food was siphoned away to feed the workforce. It's a landmark of absurd extravagance, and Jahan was eventually imprisoned by his son, fearful that his father would bring the country to financial ruin. When he died in 1666, he was buried alongside his beloved Mumtaz, leaving a monument that the poet Tagore described as the tear on the cheek of time. Its sentimental nature was exploited by Diana, Princess of Wales, in 1992, when she was photographed in the garden, wistful and alone. Today, despite the threat of terrorist attack and pollution, and the instability of flood and drought, the beguiling beauty of this most ethereal of buildings remains, and the romance lives on.